Chanukah, right? Tafresh Ayin, yeah? It says on the 25th of Kislev, there's 8 days of Chanukah, and it's also to do Hesped or Tanit. It's no Issa Malacha in Chanukah. There's no Issa to do Malacha, like in Chol HaMoed or anything like that. Okay. V'anashim shelo lasot Malacha, and there's a special Halacha that women don't do Malacha, ba'od shaneris dolkot. Yeah? That means the half an hour that the candles light, they should not do Malacha. What side of Malacha? Malacha that's Asr and Chol HaMoed, right? They can cook, they can think, but they shouldn't do malacha, which is like a Chol HaMoed.
Why is that, Rabbi?
Why? What's the reason for that? Because the net, Ikar Nes was done al Yadam. So since Ikar Nes was done al Yadam, was made through them, so the Ikar Chag, and a Chag, and the Kedusha of the Chag, Kedusha of the Chag, is expressed in malacha, and since the Ikar Kedusha of the Chag, the Ikar Holiness of the Chag, is the time of the Hadlakas Neiros, that half an hour, right? For whatever reason there is, very deep reasons. So that's the time they don't do malacha. I.e. they experience the kedushas of the chag of that time by not doing malacha.
Of
Ke'en Chol HaMoed, yeah.
What was that? Is the same thing as Chol HaMoed?
Like, yeah, same thing
like
as Chol HaMoed.
Sort of
okay, so anything which is, I'm not going to go all the details of the Chol HaMoed, anything which is a big tircha, anything which is a tircha, I mean, you can switch on lights and stuff like that, anything which is a big tircha, like washing clothes or sewing or
cooking
they can do. Not big, you're going to kind of cooking, basic cooking they can do. I mean, it might be better for them not to, but they can do cooking.
Just the women.
Men can do whatever they want. Okay, now, Ribi Suda Shemavim Behem Sudas Rishus. There's no din of Suda on Chanukah, right? There's no din of having a meal on Chanukah. It wasn't a fix for Mishta drinking and Simcha like Purim. Because Chanukah, the Ikar Nes, wasn't on the goof, wasn't on the physical world. The Ikar Nes was that they, what's it called? They were saved from spiritually. Saved spiritually, right? Okay. However, says Mishnah Berurah, there is a little bit of a mitzvah in eating because the time of Chanukah was Chanukat HaMizbeach. Right, what's Chanukat HaMizbeach? When the Mizbeach was actually prepared on Kaf Hei Kislev, and it was actually built on the 1st of Nisan. So says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm going to give back you your reward for not building Mizbeach on Kaf Hei Kislev, and it was Chanukat HaMizbeach of the Chashmonaim, that they tiheru at the Mikdash, the Mizbeach, and they rebuilt it. So there's a little bit of time for having a Suda because of that, and says Ramon that if you have Zmirot the Tishbachot, i.e. you say Nigunim of Kedusha, of praise to Hashem, then there's an inyan of making the Suda's mitzvah. Another thing.
So how's that related to Mizbeach?
Huh? What's it? Alright, next. Now, for that reason, since we have this two things we use, Ramon says there's a minhag to eat chalav on Chanukah. Why? Because of the nes of Yehudit, the daughter of the Kohen Gadol, who had fed the Oyev milk, and he slept and he killed her. And because one of the gazeres of the Yevonim was to... she killed him. Right, sorry, yeah, sorry. Yeah, they just said the best, right. She killed him. Because one of the concepts that the Yevonim, the Greeks, made, decrees they made against the Jews, is any woman who was to get married would have relations with the Agmon Tchila, with the head guy, the general first. So that was to be metame klal Yisrael. So connected there, we eat ma'achlei chalav. Also, we eat ma'achlei shemen, which has shemen like sufganiyot, etc. Right? Because of the nes of the shem pacha shemen or chalav.
That's actually halacha.
That's halacha. Yeah, that's a brought down in Sfarim. Yeah. So that's why we have. Why do we have sufganiyot or latkes and stuff like that? Okay. Next.
Rabbi Arbat mentioned that it wasn't in the Shulchan Aruch.
No, it's not in the Shulchan Aruch, but it's in Yisrael.
It's
Minig Yisrael. It's not in the remote, but it's Minig Yisrael. Other Sfarim bring it down. It's Minig Yisrael. No, also Sfarim. You also have Sugganiyot. Right? Okay, let's go. Next. Tafresh Ayin Aleph. Tzarech Lizahe Me'od Badlakas Neris Chanukah. That's not written about other things. Why? Because Chanukah is Pirsume Nes. It's a pirsum of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's nes. It's a publicizing of God's name in the world is the nes that He did to Klal Yisrael, And therefore, because it's such an important thing, even a poor person who gets money for tzedakah, normally a poor person gets money for tzedakah, does not have to go and sell himself or work in order to get money. Here he does. He has to go and work to get extra money for Hanukkah. He has to go and sell his ksut, his clothing, to get ner for Hanukkah. Right? It's an important mitzvah. Now, the Gemara we're going to see later on, I'll mention it now, even though it's a Shulchan Aruch later. It says, ner Shabbos and ner Hanukkah, which is better. So the Gemara says, ner Shabbos is adif. Ner Shabbos is more important than Hanukkah. Why? Because ner Shabbos has Shalom Bayis. Shalom Bayis, the person, therefore, we learned from Shulchan Aruch, has to sell his dress, has to sell his, go and work, make more money for Shalom Bayis. Right? So you can see, right? So that's just a little bit of Musa, but that's what we understand. Now, how many Neiris Madlik? I mean, it's not Maisa for you guys yet, but Bizarre Hashem, in the future, you'll remember. Okay? Kama Neiris Madlik. How many Neiris do we light on Hanukkah? So the first night, we light one. Then we go, Mosif Faholeh Kamor Beit Selam. Right? 2, 3, 4. How do we light them? Right? According, this is a big Machlokas Sfarim and Ashkenazim now. Shulchan Aruch and Ramon. According to Shulchan Aruch, the chiyuv is one menorah for the house you live in. Whereas, Ashkenazim, if you want to be min ha-mehadrin, right, this is Shitas Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, Shitas Rambam, he says it's min ha-sfarad, right? This is min ha-sfarad. The Rambam himself passes differently, but min ha-sfarad, he brings down the Shulchan Aruch. Not like people think, right? It's brought down, Kaf Chaim brings it down. Now, the Ramor is actually Shitas Atosos. The Ramor is Shitas Atosos. I'm going to explain. You'll get there. I'm not going to explain the whole deal now. If you want to look it up, look at the Groh and the Dark Emotion. You'll understand what I'm saying. I'll get there one other day, but not now. Okay. Bezar Hashem. Now, the Ramor is Shitas Atosos, who holds that the Chiyuv Hadlaka is on the one house, but if you want to be min ha-mahadrin, since the hadlaka's inside, if you want to be min ha-mahadrin, every person can light in of himself. So therefore, if you want to be min ha-mahadrin, and light for yourself, you can. And you can, and therefore you will light 1, 2, 3, 8 on the 8th day. Svarim cannot do that. There's a chiv of one hadlaka in the house. So now, bochere yeshivas in the yeshiva, where every bocher wants to light his menorah. What does a poor Sfardi do? Especially there's the light, Tzeisa Kochavim, right? What does he do? He's stuck. Once there's one menorah litten, he can't light. So my psak for him is, be the first one to light, even before Shkia. Because otherwise you don't have Adlaka, and you can make a bracha. So if you have a group of Sfardim in the yeshiva, I think we have 3 this year, right? 4. All 4 of you have to take turns in lighting the, in making the bracha, and each of you can, like, if the first day is not, there's not many people who can, there's only one Birkas Shehechiyanu, right? So, like, forget it. So, one person makes for you, and you miss out on the Shehechiyanu. What I would suggest is, the first day, if we could ask Rabbi Auerbach, so, I don't know if we have a menorah in the Beit HaKnesset, they're going to light between Mincha and Maariv a menorah. They're going to light, maybe before Maariv, someone will light a menorah in the Beit HaKnesset. There's a din in the Beit, I don't know if this is a Beit HaKnesset, though. It's a Beit HaMedrash. I don't know if it's a Beit, has a din of a Beit HaKnesset. But a din of a Beit HaKnesset is a din to light the menorah. To light the menorah, right? Okay.
Sfarim cannot like have all the 4 guys or an hour group at the same time. Baruch Ata Hashem. All at
no,
once.
No, because no. There's one bracha, one hadlaka. You can't have 4 brachas or 1 hadlaka. No.
4 hadlakas and 4 brachas. We all have our menorahs ready to go. Oils ready to go. Fires in hand.
There's all going to be, someone's going to be the first one. Whoever's going to be the first one, the other one's a bracha.
No, we say simultaneously. Like,
you say the bracha simultaneously. You're going to light simultaneously. You're not going to be able to. Someone's going to, his Nair is going to be light, lifting first, and the other ones are potter from lighting. So they're going to be brocha levatala. You have to be shtatit, bepruta, you have to have viyachad, you have to give shemen, right, together, buy shemen together, and your menorah, and each day take it in turns. No choice. That's what you have to do.
We can't light in different rooms?
If the yeshiva allows you to light in your own room, not in cheder ochel, which you doubt that will happen, but if he does, and you all, the Svarim, are in different rooms, or for Hanukkah, you go and sleep in that room, right? Then, I would sleep on the bottom floor, on the ground floor, if you want to, right? No, I wouldn't actually, because they have the menorahs there. I would sleep upstairs, because the menorahs, they already had locker there. I would sleep upstairs, And then if you each have your own room and make sure you eat something there a little bit, then you can light in your own room with a bracha.
We're all
great. They're not going to say that. That's what you have. That's what there is. That's what there is. There's no other choice.
We're not a bias, the rabbi.
Huh? It's one house. The main headlock is the first there. The others are Mahadrim and Mahadrim. So after the first there is Nidlak, is lit, you can give to another person to light the rest. Okay? So the first day is only one, so nothing to do. So you light one, you give them the shamash to light. The second day is two, so you can light one, whoever's lighting the second one, someone else can light another Sfadi to light the second one.
How about Chinuch?
Chinuch? There's no din Chinuch.
Chinuch,
we'll get there, we haven't got there. Okay, we'll get there. Alright, that's the end of that halach. Now we're going vital. Okay. There's a din to put it near a door. Okay, let's get this halacha. This is a complicated halacha. I'm not going to explain it because there's many places people light. We're all lighting inside. Sfadim. Okay, we'll go. Ner Chanukah menicho aperech hasamuch l'rishus harabi. He places it in a petach. You have in the time of Chazal, you had houses, and you had a chatzah, you had a courtyard, and then the courtyard had its own door facing the rishus harabim. So here, according to Shulchan Aruch, where do you light? You light not on the door that faces the courtyard, which faces Rosh Harabim, which is, right? You light in the courtyard facing Rosh Harabim. Rashi says you light in the door facing the courtyard facing Rosh Harabim. Tosfos says you light in the courtyard facing Rosh Harabim. So that's the Pesach of Shulchan Aruch, like Tosfos. If you live, says Shulchan Aruch, on Aliyah, you live on the second floor, and doesn't have its own opening leading out, it goes through the house, then you light on the window, the dayo, and that's it. According to the Chazon Ish, we do not have courtyards nowadays. So it's our halacha becomes like living in an aliyah. We don't have a courtyard, we don't have an exit. So according to Chazon Ish, if we don't have an exit, we light in our windows with dayo. Right? Mm-hmm. So there are poskim who say we do have a courtyard. And therefore, courtyard.
Hotel.
Yeah, like here, our courtyard would be the Cheder Madrigot, the stairways, our courtyard, and the Rosh Hashanah would be outside near the road. So, according to that, and the little courtyard leaving out here in Har Nof, the little passageway leaving out, so you would light it or near the big door before the passageway, and then consider the passageway Rosh Hashanah, or outside near the Rosh Hashanah. Okay? According to Rav Eliyashi, holds that way, many posts can hold that way. If you want to light there, you light there. But, however, let me explain to you. The Sfadim and the Kabbalists would hold. The Ashkenazim, therefore, if you want to be Machmir, because you want to be Machmir, no, it's Machlokas in Ashkenazim. A lot of Ashkenazim would light. You'll see a lot of people lighting outside their houses, or against the Rosh Harabim, or near the door. So if any of you want to light there, you can light there. I'm sure the issue has
near
no
the door that's
near the door,
facing the Rosh Harabim?
Two places. Or the door that leads out of the house, that's the door of the house, or the door facing the Rosh Harabim. I personally would like the near the door going out, not the door, not near the Rosh Harabim, the door closer in. Because anyway, it's seen in the Rosh Harabim, it's close enough.
If we're considered to be an aliyah, then why don't we light the
fire? I said, according to the Chazon Ish, that's an aliyah. According to the other people, it's not considered an aliyah. It's considered the courtyard, it's considered the stairways. Okay? I'm being very quick to explain it because this is not a point for us. Halacha lamaisa, the Ben Ish Chai writes, the Ikad lokas bifnim, because of Ikad lokas bifnim, so we light in our houses. It's best to light near a window, and also we have the Chazon Ish that way, it's best to light near a window, facing onto Rosh Harabim. Now, if the window is more than 20 amas, i.e. 10 meters, from the floor, from the ner, the flame of the Chanukiah, to the floor of the Rosh Harabim, there's a problem because it's too high up. But since we don't have a choice, that's where we light. And there's other svaras nowadays that since you have against you high-rise buildings who are also there, they'll also be prosumines. Okay? That's given to you mamash bekitzo, the halachas of Hanukkah.
So, minchad
mekubalim
is what?
Huh? Minchad mekubalim? What? Minchad mekubalim is, I told you, it's light inside. It's a minchad, we don't hold prosumines. Ika prosumines is bifnim, because it's mangolis. Right, so the Ikar Pesuminess is Bifnim. There's Man Gula, but some people hold Eretz Yisrael is lots of Fugalas, so you can do outside. But okay, that's Minam Mekubalim is a light Bifnim, I told you, Ben Ish Chai. And even Ashkenazim, even Ashkenazim, it's a machlokas between them. It's a ikad lakas bifnim or bachutz, inside or outside. So therefore, you could, if so long as your house window is not more than 20 meters high, yeah, not 20 meters, 20 amas high from the floor from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, i.e. 10 meters, it's best to light inside. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. And in England, the chutzars, anyway, people light inside. Meaning it's light inside in the chutzars. Going like break
more
it and stuff like that.
Window.
Huh?
More preferable at the window than the front
door. Yeah. Preferable at the window. You could light the front door, near your front door if it's a safe place. But I told you, the meaning is to light inside. In chutzars, the meaning, I think,
even
is to light inside.
It doesn't matter.
It's facing a public thorough place. It doesn't have to be the main road, public thorough place. Even if it's a chatzah where there's a lot of people roaming around, that's considered Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Okay? We finished that halacha. Let's go right to now. Okay. What happens? If you do light in the Beit HaKnesset, right? On the first day of Hanukkah, and you say Shechianu, you can't go back when you individually light. If you light beforehand, you can't go back if you individually light and go and say Shechianu on your nearest. Okay, what's the time for lighting Chanukiah? Big problem. Shulchan Aruch passes Rabbeinu Tam, and there's two sheetahs. The sheet of Shulchan Aruch is Seisa Kochavim of Rabbeinu Tam. That means 72 minutes is Maniot after Shkia of what we call Shkia, sunset. No one is knowing like that. The second sheet in Shulchan Aruch is 30 and a half minutes before that time, also Zmaniot, no one's knowing like that either, right? I'm just going through Shulchan Aruch. The meaning of the world is like the Gaon, like the Shitas of Gaonim, so Ashkenazim, according to that, light or but Shkia Sakama, which is meaning a grow, and I think most Ashkenazim in Yerushalayim light at that time, unless you're Hasidish or Sfadi. Sfadim and the Hasidim light with Seisa Kochavim, right? But Seisa Kochavim of the Gaonim. That means around 20 minutes after Shkia. Now, in our situation, where you won't have a mitzvah to light, you can light even before Shkia. It's like light, because like the Shulchan Aruch says, I'm talking about Sfarim here, like Shulchan Aruch says, you can light Miplaga Mincha. If it's Eiv Shabbat Mokom Acher, like an Erev Shabbos, you can't light on Shkia. Beforehand. So this is like Eiv Shabbat Mokom Acher, it's impossible in another way, so you can light before Shkia and with a bracha. Okay, so that explains the time for lighting. Yeah. Now I don't know how it's noheg here. Which, if you know minhag agro, or if you know the minhag of like taking the shittas hamogen avron and putting the shittas agoron in. That's what the minhag sfarad is. I don't know what the minhag of the yeshiva is. Find that out. Whatever you want to do is fine. I personally prefer, if you ask me, shkia, because the other minhag doesn't have a makor in the Gemara. Okay. That's about Kohen the Gemara. And also, for Sfarim, just generally, even though the Ben HaShkai Paschen says Kochavim, Minag Beisel, which is Minag Mekubalim, light at Shkia. That's the Lashon of the Ari. So,
at Shkia versus 20 minutes after Shkia?
At Shkia or 20 to the or 20 minutes after Shkia. The Ben HaShkai saw the Ari. He knew Minag Beisel as well. He saw the Ari. And even so, he passes that way. So I am knowing for the Ben Ishchai, but what I do is I take the earliest time of Seisa Kochavim, which is the Gro, which is 13 and a half minutes, and because it's Maniot, it comes out 12 minutes, and I light 12 minutes after Shkia of the Gro, but Shkia of the Rambam is 4 minutes after Shkia of the Gro, so I'm really only lighting around 8 minutes after the Shkia, so I'm doing okay. Okay, that's how I do. So that way I'm a Kai and the Ben Ishchai, and I'm only 8 minutes away from Beis El, so I'm doing good. It's a pshara. It's a pshara. 12 minutes. 12 minutes is in between 20 and Shkia of the Rambam, and 8 minutes busy in the middle. Okay, anyway, it's a good pshara. All right, but that's what I do. That's what
you
do.
4 minutes after Shkia.
I do 12 minutes after Shkia. No, but you could be knowing the minhag. For Sfarim, you could be knowing like I'm knowing.
What are you calling that word? Pshara?
But you guys have to like before Shkia. The pshara between the Ben Ishchai and minhag
basically. Because our achinu Ashkenazim.
Not because of the Ben Ishchai, Minag Beisel. Minag Beisel, Minag the Ari. I told you Minag Beisel, Minag the Ari. It's written in the Ari, you lie with Shkia. It's Ari. Minag Beisel.
Not before Shkia.
No, but you have to lie before Shkia because you don't have another. You don't have a. Yeah. Because there's more people lighting here. Even right. Okay. Now, It's minimum mitzvah minuchah to light with shemen zayis. You can light with candles, whatever you want, so long as it lights, no problem. It's an issa to mishtamish ba'or shomer Chanukah. What does it mean? It's also mishtamish. I'm going to explain. You can't come close and read a book or to count your change or stuff like that. But if you, some person, you're in a cheder madrigot on Shabbos, you're in a staircase, and someone has a chanukiah, and because of that chanukiah, you now, and it's dark there on Shabbos, you can actually see how to walk up that stairs. That's not called using the light. Using the light is using the light to check something against it close up. Using the light just to give it a little bit of light is not considered using the light. Okay? Weiter.
Rabbi, when you make the bracha, you do the bracha before the hadlika. My question is, we have wicks nowadays. When you light it, you're not lighting the oil because that wick is wax.
I understand. You're lighting wax. But some people ask that question because of that. Some people therefore light it beforehand and extinguish it and then relight it. But between the two of us, I think it's the same. I think it's not a problem. I don't think it's a problem. I don't think it's a problem. Okay, but you do whatever you want. I told you some people are machmir, I'm not machmir. Okay. Now what else? Okay.
Can you buy the already made ones?
Yeah, you can buy the ready made ones. Everything is kosher for hadlaka. Everything is fine. Whatever you buy is great.
Right?
Huh? Yeah.
Because one rabbi once said you're not doing the oil yourself, therefore you have to take away from the mitzvah a little bit.
If you're a Kabbalist and pouring the oil is doing some inyonim, so you're right. But if you're not a Kabbalist, you can buy those. And even with Kabbalists, putting it in might be like putting the oils. I don't know. Or breaking it might like making it really hard like this. I don't know. You know, be normal. We're normal. You can buy things, you can do it. No big deal. Okay?
But after that oil, yeah.
When you're a Kabbalist, we'll speak more about it.
Right.
Okay.
You assume I'm not a Kabbalist.
Okay, so you're fine. So you're fine. There's not a problem. You're okay.
All
right. All right. Let's go fight. Okay. Let's go fight. Okay. Hadlaka ose mitzvah. That means where you light the menorah, that's ose mitzvah. So where you light it, don't be metaltel it from place to place. Don't move it from place to place. However, if the place you lit it is a place that is a place which is fitting for lighting, and you move it to another place which is also fitting for lighting, it's okay, but it's not a good idea to do it. Okay, next. Women are chayav in mitzvahs, Chanukah. That means the husband's not around, she has to light. And if there's svadi, the husband can't light in another place if he's living in that house, because there's only one halacha. But that's when you get married, we'll talk about those halachas, right? Now, a katan also, who girishes chinuch, is also chayav in halacha. Now, brachas. We have three brachas that we say on the first day. It is lahadlik ner, Chanukah is loshen shulchan aruch, and that's loshen that we should use svadim. Ashkenazim say lahadlik ner shel Chanukah, right? Or ner Chanukah. Avid dema avid. You do whatever you want, right? I think most of the nuschot of the Ashkenazim is shel Chanukah, but to understand, shel Chanukah is considered one word. Whatever that means, because Chanukah has Yud Gimel Tevot, the bracha of Ner Chanukah has 13 Tevot, and it's a big inyan. I'm going to explain a little bit for you. It's called bringing in the Yud Gimel Midas. On Chanukah, the Orot of Chanukah is bringing the highest place that a person can reach in this world, which is the Yud Gimel Midas, right? Which is the Yud Gimel Dikna, that's how we have beards, right? The Yud Gimel Dikna, right? The Yud Gimel Midas, which comes from there, and it's given to the Hashpa is the Hashpa in the Neiros of Chanukah, and we put them in the Rishus HaRabim. We don't because we're in Golus, but in theory, we put it in Rishus HaRabim. That's the Rishus of in our Tanya Sheyu here, the Sitra Achra. That's the Rishus. The Rishus HaRabim is always considered a Rishus where all sorts of people are there. Laha'ir lahem, to give light to such a low place. And remember, we spoke about Bechinas Yosef, the concept of Yosef the Maasef. To give such a place, and the kedusha of the Ner Chanukah brings in all those people who are lost. That's the concept of Chanukah. Yeah. Now, how does that relate to halacha?
Itself has Yud Gimel.
Yeah. It represents that concept. That's what happens on Chanukah, and the menorah represents that conceptually. And therefore, it's also to use the Neiros, the awe of the Neiros, because of that kedusha that they have, and because of the place that they are. So they're a low place to be metaking the lower worlds. So that's why Chanukah is a special time for tshuva. Special time for tshuva. Okay, now.
What is this
Yud Gimel concept? Yud Gimel Midas? Yes. Did I say Hashem, Kel Rachum, Lachanun? You've heard of it? We say in Tachanun sometimes. That's a good given. They sometimes, right? They say in Yom Kippur, right? Okay. Yeah, you with it? Yeah. Okay. So that's you give me. It's the highest level of rachamim, the highest level of God's mercy. Okay. But that's just a side note. Then we say shasanisim, and then you say shechianu on the first day. If you forget to say shechianu on the first day, you can say on the second day. Right now. After you've lit the candles, you've said these three brachas. After the three brachas, you start lighting. Right? If for some reason you forgot to make a bracha, so long as it's more nearest to light, even though the nearest of Hidu, you can continue making the bracha. That's what we keep going. Okay? Because we haven't finished the mitzvah.
We're doing the nearest of Hidu.
Say eighth day. You have one near, which is the Ika Mitzvah, and seven nears of Hidu. Right? So long as you get up to near number seven, you can continue. You can still make brachas. It's all in the Siddur. Near Chanukah, Alanisim, and Shechianu. Okay, now.
On the first night only.
On the first night only, Shechianu. Other nights, not. Now, if you didn't make Shechianu on the first night, you can make it on the second night. Okay, now. After you write like the first ner, some people say and Shulchan Aruch Haneris Halanu Anu Madlikim, that little nigun with the nigun, right? Some people say after they've written all the neris, whatever you want to do is fine.
Rabbi, okay. If you're using oil, then how would you do it? You have a shamash and you have one light.
No, you use something else. You don't use your shamash to light.
Light first.
You light the. I'll explain. I'm coming to that. That's the next tip. I'm going to speak that. Now, how do you set it up? I'm not going to explain the machlokas because it's not enough kamina to us. It doesn't make for us a difference. Why is that? We're going to light on the table, inside or near the window. If you were lighting by a door, it would be a big machlokas how to light the candles. But we're not doing that. So for us, what we do is, you set up your Chanukiah. You listening? You have the shamish on one side, say this side, your right hand side, far away from the neiris, so it looks different. Mm-hmm. And you set up your candles. Day number one, you put on the further right side. Day number two, more towards your left. Day number three, further to your left, right? Now, how do you light them? You always start with the ner nosaf, with the ner, which is the extra one, right? And that's the one you light first. And kol pinot shataponeh, any direction you go towards your right. And there's a remnant to that. Since Chanukah is a time for hoda'ah, of hod, Hod, and Hoda'ah is on the left side, Netzach is on the right, Hod is on the left. So we start with the left, go to the right. Okay? So now, that's, we go, right? Everything has a remez. I'm not telling you all of them, everything has a remez though. So we start, everything has a hint in what it really means. So now,
this,
Hod means, Hoda'ah means praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hod is the middle of Aaron HaKadosh, who brought through his actions. Through the actions of the korbanos, which is praise and thanksgiving to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yeah? That's the mid of Hod, of Aaron HaKohen. Of Aaron. Aaron and Moshe, Aaron HaKohen. Yeah? Okay. So now.
So what was the other one though?
We go to the left-hand side. We start with whatever near, left to right, wherever we are. So we have four Aaron Eris. We start on the fourth one that we just put today. And we go from left to right. Okay. Oh, Netzach is the midah of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's the midah of Torah, but not for now. That's not okay. I just mentioned it in going through. Okay, now that's it. Now this is a halacha which we all need to know. Achsenai, if you're a visitor, say you go to someone for Shabbos and you're sleeping over.
Yes.
How are you noheg mina kanaka? Sfadim and Ashkenazim. If you're a Sfadi boy, you only have one menorah to light. So you have to give him a 10 agirot, a little bit of money, and ask him to have kavana for you, a mishtatef, beputa, and you mishtatef with him in the hadlaka's name. You don't have your own hadlaka. Ashkenazim, if they allow you to light, if your host asks them, phone them up, you can light by yourself, you're sleeping there over, take your menorah with you, take your oil with you, unless they have and they were giving you, but take your own, or they have their own menorah to give you, and you light your own Chanukiah with your own bracha. It can be in the same place, bit of distance away, in the same place as the Balabais, like his children light. And you have no problem, because that's the place you're sleeping, Chanukah. The place you sleep overnight in Chanukah is the place you light. Now, if you're only going for an evening meal, your hadlok is where you sleep, i.e. the yeshiva. So if you go for an evening meal, you don't light with them. It's only if you're sleeping there. If you're sleeping in the yeshiva, this is your house, and this is where your chiyuv hadlaka is. Okay, finished.
But at the other person's house, is it where in the room you sleep, or where the...
No. You do it, if they give you your own private room, right? So it could be a question. If it's locked, you can lock it, they give you a key, you can lock it up. It could be a question, just like Ne'er Shabbos. But if they probably aren't going to give you your own private room, it's probably going to be, it's more Hamish, right? Yeah. And so you light it in where people eat, in the hall where people eat. And they probably wouldn't want you to light anywhere in the room, so just light where people eat. It's fine. Okay? Because it's one house. Unless if they give you a separate house to live in, right?
Yeah, we do that.
If they give you a separate house to live in, then you have a problem, because you have to light in that house. Okay, just eat something there on Shabbos, that's all. Okay? You light the shamash after you've lit the neris of chiyuv. After, not before. Okay? You light the shamash after. And the shamash you have to make a hekah, has to be higher up. Or sometimes it's not so clear. So I put my shamash, sometimes I use a wax candle for my shamash, so it looks different.
Because you know with this.
No. Because you don't. No. Because if you're using oil, if you're not using oil, so you can use your shamash to light others. The shamash is not there for lighting the others. The shamash is there is that in case you use the neiris, you're using the light of the shamash and not the light of the neiris, right? That's what the shamash is there for.
So you can light without the
Yeah. You light with a match or whatever.
You need a shamash, I'm saying.
You do need a shamash. There's an inyan to have a shamash. There's an inyan, even though we have electric light, there's an inyan to have a shamash. So you have a shamash. Meaning you still have a shamash. Okay?
If you light the shamash afterwards, aren't you using the light of the candles?
No, you don't take the candle and light the shamash. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to take candles. The minig, you can't take a Ner Chanukah to use to light another Ner Chanukah. You can't do that. The minig of the Ramon, because those are Mehadrin and those are the first ones are Ikra Chiyuv. So, and Mehadrin and the Mehadrin, in theory you could, but the minig is not.
I'm saying you see that you're seeing. But you're using it to see.
You're not using it to see. You're not lighting in darkness. You're lighting in there's light. It's daytime. Shkia is daytime. You're not using it for
light. Do you say the brachas after?
And I told you, to see is not a problem. To check by the neris is a problem. To see from them in the distance or just have night, general light is not a problem. That's called using the night. Okay? All right, now. Oh, we got up to this. We mentioned this halacha already. All right? On the 8 days of Hanukkah, we mentioned Al Anisim in Atfilin. If you miss it out, you don't have to come back. But so long as you get to, if you say Baruch Atah, go back. If you say Baruch Atah Hashem, you could say Lamdei Nikukecha and go back. And if you say the whole Bracha, then you say Al Anisim at the end. At the end of you say Alanisim after Modim, right? Okay. If you forget, you don't say it. You get to the Brocha Kelodot, right? Then you don't go back for Alanisim. You say Alanisim in Elokai Netzor. After the Yiratzon, before you say Elokai Netzor, you say Alanisim Varapokai Mechule. Now same thing in Birkus HaMazon, we say Alanisim. If for some reason we forget Alanisim, we say Harachaman who Yaseh Lanu Nisim Kamo Shasu Labotein V'yomim Ahem V'zman Hazeh, and you say Alanisim. Okay?
Yeah.
So it's written in the Sidurim, and you say it there in the Harachaman. Okay, that's that. Halel. We all are going to say Halel with a bracha on the 8 days of Hanukkah. Right? Halel. It's Gomer. It was Nitkan Lahalel Lohodot. That's the main takana. Lahalel Lohodot. So we're Gomerim Halel. Full Halel. With a bracha or 8 days of Hanukkah. And we read the Korbanos on Nisim, which is Hanukkah Sabbath, which we said, which also happened on the Kafhei of Elul. Kislev. So that's why we have these. That's our Kriyas HaTorah. Okay, that's basically it. Now we can ask questions.